Good morning, Colorado. You're listening to the Daily Sunup. The Daily Sunup podcast is a conversation with the Colorado Sun. See our trust indicators at coloradosun.com/ethics. It's Monday, June 10th. Today, Outdoors reporter Jason Blevins talks about a new movie by pro skier Drew Peterson that addresses suicide rates in mountain towns and what's known as the Paradise Paradox. Before we begin, we'd like to thank our sponsor, Pinnacle Assurance, Colorado's leading provider of workers' compensation insurance. Pinnacle provides caring protection that Colorado businesses can rely on as they expand across the country. From finance to robotics and Arizona to Orlando, Pinnacle's nationwide coverage goes wherever Colorado businesses grow. Now, let's go back in time with some Colorado history. On this day in 1931, the Coffin family informed Jesse Nussbaum, the National Park Service's first archaeologist, about prehistoric findings in Larimer County. Today, this is known as the Lindenmeyer Site. Named after William Lindenmeyer Jr., the site revealed evidence of Folsom people, early inhabitants of Coloradans, dating back more than 12,000 years ago. These early humans hunted and lived there, creating tools and processing game. Discovered by the Coffins in 1924, the site was excavated by Smithsonian teams in the 1930s. Today, Fort Collins owns the site, and visitors can explore its history at the Soapstone Prairie Natural Area. Before we continue, tickets are now available for SunFest 2024 for a better Colorado. The event will take place September 27th at the University of Denver Joseph Corbell School of International Studies. Join the day-long event where people who care about Colorado explore solutions to the state's most pressing issues. Get your tickets today by visiting coloradosun.com/sunfest. Now our feature story.
Thanks for listening today, everyone. I'm David Krause, one of the team editors here at The Sun, and I'm happy as always to be joined for a Monday session of the podcast with Sun Outdoors reporter Jason Blevins. Hey there, Jason Blevins.
Yeah, David Krause.
Thought we'd touch on a more serious tone today, something that affects a lot of people, a lot of families throughout the country, especially in Colorado. Jason, you recently went and watched the debut of a new film by pro skier Drew Peterson called Feel It All, that really deals with mental health issues and specifically suicide. Jason, talk about the film. You sat in. It was at Summit High School where he went to school. Drew went to school. Jason, talk about the film first, and then we'll kind of get into some other topics that Drew talked about.
Yeah, there at Summit High, where Drew graduated in 2012 as number two in his class. He was a pro skier back then when he graduated, sponsored and everything like that. And his most recent movie, Feel It All, is a sort of details his running of the Leadville 100 trail race in less than 24 hours. So he got the buckle, the big buckle. And, you know, he sort of ties in some of his pretty much decades of mental health challenges with some of the challenges of this run. You know, some of the darker periods where he really didn't feel like he had it in him to keep going. And then sort of the elation of finishing there. There's a lot of parallels that could be drawn between some of the mental health challenges facing people in the mountains and just sort of the obviously physical and mental challenges of running for nearly 24 hours across, you know, the Sawatch Range there above Leadville.
Why did Drew pick now to kind of put a pause in his career, per se, and pursue this film called Feel It All?
Yeah, Drew is just a wonderful human. And he was 3 years ago, you know, as the pandemic kind of settled on his hometown there in Summit County. You know, he grew up in Silverthorne there. And he was a highly successful pro skier, you know, big following online, you know, major sponsors, traveled the world, landed on magazine covers, you know, went in big mountain contests. And there in 2020, you know, he's sort of huddling in his hometown, and a couple of Summit High students in that spring, as the pandemic settled, they committed suicide. A couple more tried. So, you know, we see these clusters. I live in Eagle. We've seen it in these small towns, sort of a problem, and quite acute mental health challenge problem in mountain communities. And Drew, you know, really sort of absorbed those suicides of teenagers from school he went to, and he said it was time to maybe step up and share his story. And Drew has an incredibly moving story. He when he tells it, he can really, you know, get a whole room on board with his challenges and some of the crises that are facing youth and everyone really in these mountain communities. But Drew has started having suicidal thoughts around age nine. He was in fourth grade, and then he tells stories of climbing these peaks and thinking about throwing himself off the top of a mountain and how it would look as though he fell, and that the world would be better off if he was not in it, and he could finally end these, you know, sort of really dark, dark spells that he would endure. And that's, you know, that's since that moment in 2022, when the pandemic started, really 2020, when the pandemic really settled, he's been really vocal in advocating for, you know, mental health awareness and telling his story and really sharing, you know, some pretty intense emotional trials and tribulations that he has endured. And the fact that he is one of these guys that is kind of like, you know, he made it. He was living every skier's dream, traveling the world, doing all this stuff, and still struggling with mental health. It really kind of, you know, brings it home for a lot of people, you know, and that's what they call this sort of paradise paradox. You know, the fact that we can live in these incredible communities and still struggle, you know, with pretty acute mental health challenges. The mountain counties in the West, in the Rocky Mountain West, they call it the suicide belt. Colorado itself is the sixth highest ranking state for suicides, and, you know, right behind a number of states in the Rocky Mountain West. It's an acute problem. We have people that get here and think, oh, maybe we're going to, you know, some mountain living and things like that are going to, you know, clean up my life and I won't have these depressive thoughts and I can run and play in the mountains and ski all the time and I will never have to endure this darkness. But as we all know, geography doesn't necessarily have much of an impact on mental health, no matter where you are, there you are. So Drew's mission in the past few years has really been to elevate mental health awareness, really share his story, talk about it openly, and get people to turn towards therapy and the care that you know, is really around. It is available in these mountain communities, especially in the past couple of years as the problem became so acute that all these municipalities and states, you know, state help, there's all these different avenues that we could pursue for therapeutic assistance and for kids to get help and parents and everybody, really. I think Drew's, you know, it's hard to say like a trail running movie is, you know, the most important trail running movie. And, you know, he's made ski movies before where he's talked a bit about his mental health. But Drew's mission in the past 3 years has been to really open up the transparency and discussion around mental health in these mountain communities. And it's been something that, he estimates he's reached 500,000 people in the past few years through magazines and podcasts and interviews and all the presentations he gives all the time. So it's been an incredible to watch what he's been doing. And really, you know, these showings like the movie At the Summit High, it was emotional. He choked up. People in the crowd were choking up. It was very intense, emotional, you know, sort of exposure of, you know, a superstar and his challenges as he sort of navigates, you know, what lots of people have to navigate. It's pretty dark, depressive spells.
Jason, you kind of hit on it. And, you know, I think people who don't live in mountain towns see the mountains as an escape and think, oh, how can you be sad when you live in these incredible areas? And, you know, the time I spent in the Aspen Snowmass area in the Roaring Fork Valley, you know, I really got a better understanding on how people still have these struggles, kind of what you pointed out. Talk about, Jason, what you've seen in some of these smaller communities as people have banded together? You know, I know in the Roaring Fork Valley, there are parents of children who have died by suicide who have opened up community centers for kids to kind of come and talk. But do you think there is a bigger awareness now than even, say, 10 years ago in these mountain towns and how they're handling that?
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, especially in Eagle County, we're seeing just, Vail Health sort of spearheading a massive $60 million investment in mental health with a new mental health facility so that people in crisis are maybe not handled by law enforcement as much as, they have a location to go maybe talk with therapists, and especially if they're in crisis. But yeah, it's hard to escape anywhere in these mountain communities across the whole Rocky Mountain West. Really intensive efforts, the Building Hope efforts in Grant County, Summit County, are really elevating and illuminating therapeutic, strategies to help kids and adults and everyone. And this isn't just kids. The kids get a lot of attention, but you're seeing grown men, older men kind of, popping up with some of the loneliness factors and things like that. Maybe after their kids have left the home, seen some kind of high profile community members taking their lives in some of these communities. But yeah, it's that paradox. Bodie Miller made a movie, we wrote about that a couple months ago, that sort of exposes some of the mental health challenges in these mountain communities. But that's part of it, is that we come up here and we think, I will ski and I'll have fun and my mental health challenges will just evaporate. But that's not the case. And then you start to I'm seeing it all over in these mountain communities. You start to get down on yourself. Why am I so sad? How could I be so lonely in this, beautiful place? How can I feel so, dark and, emotionally wrecked all the time when I'm in this beautiful spot? And I think that's one of the challenges that, that Drew has been exposing. Like, it is possible to live in paradise and have, incredible ski days and look like you are having the most fun and struggle. It's a paradoxical experience. And that is something that, it's entirely possible and it's okay to have that. And that's kind of the whole idea of Drew's messaging, and that you're not alone when you feel that way. And there are ways to get help. Again, that Building Hope group is, really working to get, elevate all these different therapists and ways to get help, and their state projects that are being funded that are doing it as well. And one of the more interesting arguments from Drew is, he really brings home the fact that skiing itself, how healthy is that? You're outside, you're breathing clean air, you're having fun, skiing, pal. But that alone is not a cure for your mental health challenges. And we see that a lot in these mountain communities, people who ski hard, play hard, and then they go drinking and, hanging out at the bars and things like that. And, some of those drinking obviously is a way to tear down your mental health, but skiing cannot be the only way to cure your mental health struggles. And, Drew's really clear about that, saying how much he used skiing as a crutch to kind of get through some dark periods, but that wasn't enough. And it's all about talking and therapy and, the right diet and maybe cutting out drugs and alcohol from your life so that you can, sort of iron out some of those ups and downs that alcohol and depressive drugs will do for you. So I think Drew's argument, and he's kind of one of the only people out there really talking about, mental health challenges openly and honestly and transparently as a way to kind of illustrate that, hey, even when it appears like you are on top of the world and the most beautiful places in the world, it is okay to have these mental health struggles. And that's kind of what Feel It All is all about. And that's sort of the essence of Drew's message.
Jason, I know that Drew is going to be one of our featured speakers at Sunfest September 27th at University of Denver. That we're putting on. Is there somewhere people can see his film now online? Is he taking it on a tour of the mountain towns? If people are interested in seeing it, what can they do?
Drewpetersonski.com is his website. And And then he is also showing that movie around. I think he's got a showing coming up in Crescent Butte. It's a really good movie, and I think you would everybody would benefit from having it. And like I said, it's sort of a dual. It's not only a great adrenaline pumping, stoke growing, you know, type of movie that you would expect for any kind of, you know, trail running and skiing type movie. It also includes skiing. Of course, being Drew, he went and skied all the peaks that surround the race course as he was training. So I think it's sort of a dual purpose there. You go get your stoke fired up, beautiful scenery, incredible shots, and then also get, a really important message about the need for increased awareness around suicide and depression in mountain communities.
Well, we want to remind our listeners and anyone, if you are having a hard time, please don't hesitate. Please reach out to get help. There are a number of places in Colorado that can help, including the Colorado Crisis Services, as well as the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline by just calling 988. There's a number of places within these mountain communities as well as around the state. So we really encourage anyone who might be having a hard time to just talk to somebody. It can always help. Talk to a friend, talk to a family member, or see a therapist. Jason, I know it's always a difficult conversation when we have to talk about this paradise paradox, but always really important. So I appreciate you taking the time to kind of break it down for us. If you want to read this story or more about the Colorado outdoors, I encourage you to go to coloradosun.com. Jason, make it a great week, buddy. Appreciate you.
Thanks, DK.
Finally, here are a few stories that you should know about today. Hundreds of thousands of dollars from a group that appears to be maneuvering to hide its donors is pouring into Democratic State Senate primary in Aurora. The influx is raising questions about the organization's intentions and how it may affect the trajectory of the race. Representation Matters has spent $271,000 on mailers, digital ads, and canvassing to help Aurora attorney Idris Keith in his Senate District 28 race against State Representative Mike Weissman. The district is so favorable to Democrats that whoever wins the June 25th primary will almost certainly win in November. A bill signed last week by Governor Jared Polis is intended to get more TV and movie producers to consider Colorado for their filming location. House Bill 1358 expands a tax incentive credit for film, TV, and commercial productions that want to shoot in Colorado. The bill allocates $5 million per year over the next 4 years to spend on refundable tax credits for productions filming in Colorado. The hope behind the incentive is that film productions can be a huge financial boon for local businesses. Coloradans are feeling pressure from the economy, and they want politicians to do something about it. Thousands of Coloradans have responded to the statewide Voter Voices survey, an effort by more than 60 newsrooms, including the Colorado Sun. The survey asks participants to rank the top three issues they want candidates to address. More than 4,500 Coloradans have taken the survey, and nearly 15% said that the economy was the top issue they want to hear about in the coming months, ranking second behind democracy and good government, which 40% of participants consider the biggest issue. For more information on all of these stories, visit our website, coloradosun.com. And don't forget to tune in again next time. Now a quick message from our team.
I'm Laura Wynot, Director of Membership at the Colorado Sun. I came to work at the Sun because quality, trustworthy journalism is important. As a reader and listener, I find the Sun to be a breath of fresh air. The journalists tell Colorado stories that keep me informed, entertained, and engaged. If you also trust the Sun for your news, join me as a member at coloradosun.com/join. Your support helps to bring you and other Coloradans the news you deserve. We couldn't do it without you. Thank you.